Yesu yozabana batunga uri muryango w'abantu b'Yesu
Haleluya.
Haleluya.
Mwebale kubuza ku muganda wo.
Thank you for greeting your brethren.
Mungambire ekigambo ekirala ekikulu.
Tell them in another major word.
Tobula mu kibuga kya Katonda Yerusalemu eky'omugulu.
Not miss in the Jerusalem city of God.
Gamba akole ekisoboka atuuke.
Tell them do everything possible to reach.
Kubanga ewaffe mu ggulu.
For our home is in heaven.
Era wano tuli bayise. Webaza mukama atuyiwako amafuta ag'essanyu.
We thank God for the anointing of joy upon us.
Tusigala tuli basanyufu mu ye.
To meet us joyful within him.
Ate ne tuwulira olugando lwaseruganda olwaddala.
And we feel the brotherhood which is real.
Wano tulina njogera eri.
Here we don't have the other talk.
Egamba nti gwe mulokole wekka munno yakuliranye mu.
Which says you are the only born again, your neighbor is the thief.
Manyi waliyo amakunganiro agamwe.
You know there are some synagogues.
Oba agayitibwa ekkanisa.
Oh, that they call churches.
Abakugamba wekka gwe mulokole kati munno mubbi.
They tell you are the only born again. Your neighbor is not.
Mumaliriza mwena tekuli mulokole.
At the end of the day, everyone ends up not being born again. If you tell this one you're a thief, they too say you are the thief.
Yes,
we have praise Jesus.
Here
yeah, we are brethren in the living God.
For
our Father is one in heaven.
Like
he spoke in Matthew 23:9. Don't have any other Father on the world. For your Father is one within heaven.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. We thank the Lord. Added us a moment to align ourselves on this world. That we can get back to Him. There is a reason why we speak our Father is in heaven. And the question comes out. We the children, what are we doing on the world? Even though you go to any religion, our Father in heaven remains speaking it.
But
what are the children doing on the world? What reason caused us rich? Down here. What can we do to go back to our Father?
For
if your Father was rich right in America or in England, you discover he is right there.
Don't
you fight much to reach them, but our Father is in heaven.
Expect we
would have fought to reach him.
For he
has waited for us a long
time.
Everyone is sent to the world, expects them to go
back.
But many of them have not made it back. And they have gotten lost on the way. And they head to hell for ignorance. But we thank him. He faces a new generation with the full knowledge of God and is this ministry. He is going to redeem his people. He speaks in Hosea 4:6.
And
people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But he promises, based in Daniel 12, verses 1-5, that knowledge will increase. And in Isaiah 11:9, he said the world will be filled with the knowledge of God as the water spread over the sea. And
he
speaks again, Habakkuk 2:14, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the water spread over the sea. We thank him basing in the full knowledge that it's our work now to work together with him to fill knowledge in the world in the name of Jesus.
tukusaba ekintu kimu.
We request you one thing.
Obadde okabirira ebintu bingi.
You've been praying for many things.
Byewetaaga.
Which you are in need of.
Mulimu amayumba.
There are houses.
Mulimu amamotoka.
There are cars.
Naye ebyo si byakugamba okukaabira.
That's not what he told you to cry for.
Yakugamba.
He told you.
Matayo mukaaga.
In Matthew 6.
Olwasa tupaka asatu mu lumu.
30 to 31.
Soko noonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
But seek the kingdom of God.
Obutuukirivu.
And its rightfulness.
Ebisigadde agenda kubikuwagira.
The rest he will add them unto you.
Mwetegefu nnyo kuwa biweetaaga mu bulamu.
He's ready to give you what you need in this life.
Naye naye agamba.
But he too he says.
Soko noonya gye wava.
But seek for where you came from.
Ebiweetaaga okutuukiriza oddeyo.
What you need to fulfill to get back there.
Mwetegefu kuwa mamotoka mayumba
n'ebirala byonna. He's ready to give you cars, houses and all the rest.
Era ye yasuubiza nti muguru kikumi ne kunsi.
And he promised 100 in heaven and 100 on earth.
Wabula ebyokunsi yagamba bituwongerako.
But the one on the world he told to add them on earth.
Tatugamba nkobikaabirira.
He's not told us cry for them.
Naye obadde oyaayaana nnyo.
But you've been yearning for much. You've been crying so much.
Kola ekintu kimu.
Do one thing.
Katugamba mu ngeri sura y'okubiri.
Tells us in Proverbs 2.
Tukabirire okumanya n'okutegeera.
Let's cry for knowledge and understanding.
Kubanga obwo bwe bulamu bwaffe.
For that is our life.
Nga bw'ayogera mu Yokaana 17.
Like he speaks in John 17.
Yolokusatu.
Verse 3.
Nti obulamu obutaggwaawo.
That eternal life.
Okumanya Katonda omu w'amazima.
It's to know the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma.
And Christ Jesus is saying.
Amazima gali bwe gati.
The truth is this.
Obulamu obutaggwaawo tebuli mu ggulu.
Eternal life is not in heaven.
Wabula bwe buli wano.
But it's right on the world.
You
can begin eternal life right on earth.
Singa bukulemo kuata wano.
If you fail to hold it here,
toli bana bo mukuru.
You will never have it in heaven.
Kubanga obulamu obutaggwaawo kwe kumanya Katonda.
Eternal life is to know God.
Bufuna okumanya.
When you get knowledge,
bomaze kuata obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Already held eternal life.
Kitegeze osobola obutandika nga oli wano.
Means you can begin it right on
earth. Oluva wano ne weyongerayo mu kifo ekirala gye bubeera.
When you leave here, you go in a real place where it is.
Oba gye tuyite waffe mukuru.
Which we call our home in
heaven. Kale kabiri okumanya n'okutegeera.
Pray for knowledge and understanding. Beera
nga Solomon.
Be like Solomon.
Abaka Solomon yono.
King Solomon.
Basekabaki kisoka satu.
In 1 Kings 3.
Asinkana Katonda.
He meets the Lord.
Namugamba saba kyoyagala.
God tells him, ask what you want.
Wabula yeewuunyisa omu omutukuvu bwe yaliwo ye.
But the spirit in Solomon surprises us.
Yagamba.
He said.
Mukama mpa omutima omugezigezi.
Lord, give me a wise heart.
Era ogutegeera.
An understanding
heart. Katonda namugamba.
And God told him.
Osabye bulungi.
You asked very well.
Era nkuwadde ng'ekigambo kyo
bwekiri. And I've given you as your word.
Naye ate nebyo tansabye byonna mbikuwa.
Even what you never asked me, I've given you all.
Wadde obulamu.
I've given you life.
Obugagga.
Well.
Yamuwa ebintu bingi naye nga yasaba amagezi
nakutegeera
namugamba osabye bulungi tosabye bulamu bw'abalabe
bwokwega
tosabye bugagga
bwansinaye
nkugambye ogenda kubeera
mugaggaera
mu mulembe gwe tewali baalikwenkana
so
Katonda asanyukira nnyo abasaba amagezi
n'okutegeeraokusinga
abakabiira emmere ya
leero
gebamotoka n'amayumba n'ebyokulya ebyobubiri
things to eat.
Bw'omala okukaabirira amagezi
n'okutegeera
byakuwa buwi
nga
bwe yakola Solomon
Mukama
akuwa omukisa tukwaniriza mu mulembe omuggya
ogulina
okumanya Katonda
okujjudde
omanya n'eddoboozi
omutume
Ronald Hopkins omule musumba
together with Pastor Bosa
n'omusomi wafe wa Bayibuli
and our Bible reader Teacher Isaac.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mwenna bapya tubaaniriza.
All the new ones we welcome you.
Temuzisa kigere kyammwe mabega mukumanya.
Never backslide your feet in knowledge.
Kama nga bwakuwaludde.
As God has brought you.
Mu ngeri zonna.
In any way.
Kubanga abamu tulabye ng'akozesa ebikolwa.
For some we've seen him using actions.
Ng'oluganda yabadde wanasembemba.
The last brethren was here among the new
ones.
He's of course surprised of the acts of a certain brethren. And they drew the person into knowledge.
But
I encourage you, wherever you ask your salvation in actions in your walk
and everything. Ebikolwa by'obwakabaka bwa
Katonda
munansikiriza bangi okujja gye
buli
okusinga okwogera ku mwago nti oli mulokole naye ng'ebikolwa byo biringa
kiralamukama
akuwa omukisa gwe akoze ebikolwa ebirungi nebirokola
abalalaate
nammwe abalabye ebikolwa ebirungi
mukama
abongereyongereko nammwe musobole ate okukola ebikolwa ebirungi abalala bye
banaalabiramulinnya
lya mukama waffe yesu tugenda kweyongerayo n'olugendo
lw'eggulu
Moved
through the Bible for 7 years.
Tetutegeeza mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
What we mean in the journey of heaven.
Ffe ffennyini twava mu ggulu.
All we ourselves came from heaven.
Era nga tulina okuddayo.
And we must go back there.
Wabula olugendo lw'okujjaano n'okuddayo.
But the journey of visiting and getting back.
Lwatubulako.
We got lost on it.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye kama yantambuza olugendo lweggulu.
When God moved me the journey of heaven,
ugezaako okujjukiza wavaayo tyanojja ku nsi.
He tried to remind you how you came from there and you came on the world.
Era oyinza kola otya okuddayo?
What can you do to go back there?
Kubanga Bafilipi 3:20 egamba.
Philippians 3:20 says,
kubanga ewaffe mu ggulu.
For our home is in heaven.
Yes, he was in.
Praise Jesus.
Eyo ye waffe gye twava.
That's our home where we came from.
Naye emisewo ekisooka isuleyo mukaaga.
1 Timothy chapter 6.
Onyoro musanvu.
Verse 7.
Agamba titwaleeta kinna kimu ku
nsi. He says we brought nothing on this world.
Era tetuliddayo n'ekimu.
And we shall go back with nothing.
Kale. Abataleta tulinako gye twava.
We were never brought, we came from somewhere.
Nanogwa mubiri tewajja nako.
Even the body we did come with it.
Nagwa nokwambula nogureka
wano. You have to unclothe, leave it on the world.
Kale mubwangu dala saba nyoba kwambaza okuva mu.
The shortest time ask that you get clothed of the one. Nango
okuvayo gukagwe gusobola okuddayo.
When the one coming from the heaven is the one who can get back there.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Amen.
Je tuva tukuletedde olugendo lweggulu.
That's why we bring the journey of heaven.
Osobola okuddayo mu nsi yewe.
You can go back to your home country.
Bible ekugamba mu Yeremia.
Bible tells in Jeremiah 22:10. And it says, do not pray for the one who dies and who goes, but cry
when
they have not gone back to their home country. Praise Jesus. Many of our colleagues, past generations,
they
are not able to go back to our Father in heaven, and they got lost in hell. That hell,
we
studied it, is in the kingdom of the stars. It's known as the bottomless pit. Many people don't pass the door of heaven to move up
to
reach the city God prepared us, Jerusalem of heaven. That's where we came from to get to
heart.
But by confusion of religion and the beliefs and salvation which is fake, people have not been making it home and they have gotten lost on the way. It's the same thing you have to do. The Holy Spirit warns us in Psalms 2 10 up to 12, that he is the son that you don't get lost on the way. We are on our journey. It's not yet finished. And it will end when you reach where we came from. But we kiss the son, the Lord Jesus, that we don't get lost on this way. We build houses on the way. We bought cars along it. We've done many things. But know you are on the way. For you're still moving on. Praise Jesus. All that know you're built on the way. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, say we are strangers on this world, and there is our home in heaven. Now it's the journey of heaven. It was moved through the Bible. It's to say whatever we tell you and what you see here on the images, they are within your Bible. And you'll move on to know that. That's why it was moved through the Bible. Bible itself shows you all things. For 7 years, meaning the 7 spirits you see right there,
which
make the Holy Spirit in his fullness, where there is the spirit of wisdom, understanding, in the counsel, the spirit of power, knowledge of God, the fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. That is the fullness of the Spirit which has to come in your life.
To speak
wisdom in God and much understanding is the journey of heaven. What I can tell you,
we move
on it at some times. Not be able to go backwards. But we are in the first created heaven, Jerusalem of heaven. And we started the golden altar of God. It's found in the midst of the cherubims, where the lake of fire begins right there. There we started the second resurrection, the second coming of the Lord Jesus, the rapture, or the lifting of the saints, and the judgment which will happen in the city of Jerusalem. But in all, what I can tell you, we started much which will happen on that day of judgment as near. Praise Jesus. And right now it's not far,
but
we've started much which will happen.
We're
reaching to the valley of a Armageddon.
That
valley happened when all stars you see in the firmament of heaven and they have fallen and they have crushed to finish all the planets and they are evil people in that chaos. They will never went back to their home in heaven and they will be in that valley in an empty desert, a firmament which is a desert, and they have been crushed by the stars, but they have been tormented. That's a much torment. But we have to request you one thing. After studying that valley, there is a place we saw which is known as Gog and Magog. In that place, in it are people who have been enrolled in the armies of the devil. And others know, and others don't know that.
That
they are the ones who will be in that valley to fight Jesus when he comes. Praise Jesus. And we studied Gog and Magog. And we heard, we see that Gog is the planet Earth where we are. The planet you see, it is blue there. It's known as Gog. And Magog, it's outside planet Earth, where there are other nine planets, the sun, the moon, and the kingdom of the stars. But in getting explained, as we explained Gog, known as the planet where we are, in it are two places where the armies of the devils are. And some of them know and others don't know.
It's
what we call the underground, under the ocean. They
will
hear that people go under the waters. Ezekiel 27. It speaks so much of them. It is what we call underground.
Underground.
Underground. Many nations have these undergrounds. Praise Jesus. And he meet with the fallen angels there. And they give them powers as pastors. In the armies of the world, they give them wisdom to manufacture weapons which will fight Jesus. Like you go to an internet, there is a missile they have just released. It is called Satan 2. In the Romans, they launched a telescope there. It is called Lucifer 1. Now you may not know those things, but they are under this earth,
underground,
and under the ocean. Ezekiel 27, it will explain you what is called underground, under the ocean. Isaiah 29:15-16. It will explain what they call underground. There they have experimented everything down there. It's where they change all the plants and they join them and get others. But they have kept more their weapons of war, that they are waiting to fight Jesus. Elsewhere in this world, or what is known as
God,
it is the dry land of this planet where we are, and they call it the world of darkness, the world of ignorance. Don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. But they told you source from the mountain of a specific place, and you're kept in much ignorance. This world is known as the world of darkness, but we thank God for saving us from those, giving us light from where we came from.
Yes,
world of darkness. And as now we're still studying on the world of darkness. As we write, we're going to study the world of darkness, which is found on the planet where we are, known as Gog. I've been introducing. Now we are beginning. We're going to use close to 1 hour. Or something like 50 minutes. But you're going to get out of them with wisdom. And you have knowledge.
amanyi gagenda kwegattako gokka.
Power is going to join upon you alone.
Ngoli muwanguzi n'okukirawo.
You are more than a conqueror.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus. We started the world of darkness.
Singani bwa Mose n'okutuli.
It's born on this planet where we are.
Manyiddwa nga Gog.
It's known as Gog.
Wabula tukyagenda maaso n'okubikula
ebyama. We move on to reveal secrets.
Kubikwatagana ekizikiza.
On what concerns the darkness.
Satani kyeyateeka kubikwatagana olusuku.
Satan put on what concerns the garden.
Olusuku lwa Katonda.
The garden of God.
N'ebyalimu.
And what happened in the garden.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tukulabyeko
bingi. We've seen much from you.
Tuzudde olusuku
we
luli.
We discovered where the garden is.
Bible yetulagiye olusuku luno.
Bible directs us this garden.
Bakolise ekyokubiri.
In 2 Corinthians.
Sura 12.
Chapter 12.
Olusoka pakulokusa.
Verses 1 to 3.
Tulaga nga olusuku luno luli mu kulwa eryokusa.
It shows the garden is in the third heaven.
Yes, he was
praise amen. Jesus.
Erango kakasibwa bino.
And to prove this.
Jukira ku munseno.
Remember in this world.
Mazemwe banga ngatomanya na lusuku wawe luli watufu.
Spent long not knowing where the right place.
Ainga waruulirako.
But you heard of the garden.
Waruwa kufata ulira ku lusuku.
Anyone never hear of the garden of Eden?
Jibate ka Adam na Eve.
Where they put Adam and Eve.
Waruulirako.
You have ever heard of it?
Na yokumanya weruli che kibadde.
But you know where it is, it's been a problem.
Ujasome chichani kwa chija kubo lira
jeru. Read that scripture show you where the garden is.
Bakoliso cha kubiri.
2 Corinthians.
Isura Eyekuminebili.
Chapter 12.
Unyorisoka.
Verses 1.
Uliwa dembo tu kila takuro kuta.
You're free to reach to verse 5.
Na ye erimu kweri.
But some of those.
Ipua soma.
Which we studied.
Ibika kasangu lisuku nori mkuli hakusa.
Which proved the garden is in the third heaven.
We wanonya bakerubi basingani
bwa. We searched where the kelbims are found.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Kubanga okusinzira ku lubereberi sura yakusa.
According to Genesis 3.
Abiri mobili.
22.
And
24. In the way to the garden, they put two cherubims to watch over the way to the garden.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But Ezekiel discovered by the Holy Spirit
that
the cherubims are in the first heaven. The ones you see right there, they are in the city of God. They close the door which stretches up to the third heaven. That is Ezekiel 10, you read it.
You
continue to show you where the cherubims are.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
We
have proved much which happened there in this garden. The tree Adam ate and if together with the fruits they ate. These I will speak, you go request those messages, you will get them. For all that we've passed through them, we've last ended at the type of death we died. What death did people die within the garden?
It's
what we ended with. If you want to head on to know that, we had to know today what happened in the garden of God. Mostly we're going to look on.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
We're
going to look at what came next after the chasing of the devil. After chasing the devil and chasing man from heaven. And what does man need that they go back there in the garden of God? Praise Jesus so much. Let's look at the scripture. Bible told us that all people, they died through Adam. And they write through the Lord Jesus. Every person in his own turn.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Okufa,
the death we died. We are not here. We understood we were here. We
are
taken off the body of heaven. And we are given this body of death. Which we have this day.
It is
not our body we are supposed to be in. There is a body we are meant to be with. It's the body coming from heaven. We begin with Colossians, 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 20, and 23. 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 20.
Naye kaakano Kristo yazuukizibwa mu bafu, gwe mwaka omubereberye ogw'abo abeebaka. Kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu, era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bwa muntu. Kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu, era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe baafuukira abalamu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu bonna mu Adamu baafa.
All people in Adam died.
And you
are taken off the body from heaven.
Who was
not here, we saw all those
issues. How
they removed the body from us.
And they
gave us the body we have now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's why
we hear fresh and blood.
They can't
inherit the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
we first had the other body,
the command
said, if we eat of the tree, we shall surely die. People ended up entering into death.
Or
being taken off the body of heaven. Not the death you have been knowing and
using.
Most people walking on this world, they are dead people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
speaks in Matthew. Matthew
8,
verse
21 unto 22.
Apostle Paul.
Yes.
He meets the Lord Jesus.
Tell us,
leave me, go bury my father.
Yes, he was praise
Amen. Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus told him,
let
the dead go bury their own dead.
You
know, they took a dead body to bury it. And the dead body, all of them were
dead.
But the question, when did they die?
But
they saw themselves living and moving.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we tell you this is a world of darkness, if the rich tell you you died, you cannot understand that.
But
God moves on to convince. Ever since they took off the body of heaven from you, you died long time.
When
the body you are with cannot go to heaven.
Most
people think they are living as they move this world. But God says these are dead bodies.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because he tells you don't know what happened on you. You reach and say, God is no.
I have
never died, I am living. He says you are a dead person because you don't have a body going to heaven.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
We
want to tell you the truth of the word. Get out of the world of darkness.
The
body you are with is a body of
God.
It's not a body of God he gave you initially.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
God calls you
and
he can restore you a body from heaven.
Some
of why you are chased from heaven,
why you
cannot be there, but the body you are into cannot be in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You must try to see
you
get the body from heaven that you get saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't be surprised. According to Romans, Romans chapter
8,
Romans chapter
7,
verse 24, he speaks this.
Barumi esura eyomusanvu n'olunyi olwabiri mwenya. Nze nga ndi muntu munaku. Ani alindokola mu mubiri ogw'okufa kuno? Nebaza Katonda kubwa Yesu mukama waffe.
Yebazani.
We thanks God.
Katonda kubwa Yesu.
God for the sake of Jesus.
Yagamba.
He said.
Ani alindokola mubiri gw'okufa?
Who will save me from this body of death?
Wali osomeko kugwe bayita kufa?
Have you ever read of death?
Ufajari.
Death is existing.
Elanga
malaika wa Katonda. He is an angel of God.
Ye yatukolera omubiri guno.
He's the one who made this body for us.
Oluvanyuma lw'okugaana okukkiriza.
After refusing to believe.
Ekiragiro kya Mukama mu lusuku.
The command of God in the garden.
Bw'ayogera nti temukwata ku muti ogwo.
When he speaks, don't touch the tree.
Bw'aba olunaku lwemuli kukwatako.
The day you will touch of it.
Temulirema kufa.
You will surely die.
Yalinga akutegeeza.
He was like telling you.
Kasita olikukwatako kufa wuya.
If you touch it, death is right aside you.
Kati omubiri guno gwe tulimu leero.
The body we have now.
Omubiri gwa kufa si gwe gwa.
The body of death is not our body.
Ate si gwe guli mu kifaananyi kya Katonda ekya ddala.
Not what's in the real image of God.
Wabula guli mu kifaananyi.
Fake. But it's in a faked image of God. Because of one thing.
In
the body of God in his image. God doesn't get sick.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. God doesn't get sick. God doesn't die. God outlives. But this body we have can't outlive. He says the bodies of death. No matter what you do, the owner of that body is
dead.
And is the one who made it. When we attacked the tree in the garden, God sent death, he changed his body. In a twink of an eye,
we
found ourselves in another body.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
That's the day we see it. How comes you're naked? Where have you got in these parts? And the other you have to understand. You think God is a man or a woman? For we were made in his image and in his likeness, man and woman. Praise Jesus. God is not a woman nor the man. Praise Jesus. But the body we had was like of angels, which is Mark 12:25-27. Angels don't get married, neither marry.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm.
But the way of the image of God, that's the way we had been made. And when we get from this body, in heaven
you
will not get married or marry.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm.
But you're going to be like angels.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That body troubling you, you will never have it again. For it wants to eat. But we've proved it's a body of death. According to what is spoken in Romans.
God
be with his body of death. He said the body is not his. But its owner is death. And this death, he moved on to make this body according to the punishment was meant to give a human being. For when man was just from the
earth,
given punishment
that will
regress to get back to God. Because he had been handed to death, death had to make a body which favors
him,
where he will inflict punishment over you.
Yes,
he
was
raised Jesus. And death made this body. And gave it to us in the twinkle of an eye. And they chased us from the garden. For flesh and blood,
it
could never leave the garden of God, which is in the third heaven. They had to bring us back to the world they made us from. Praise Jesus. The world they gave us the body from. Praise Jesus. The one which we lost within the garden.
When he
made man, he took him in the garden. After his sin, he died.
When
the body of heaven was taken from him, it's the reason many generations, different Adams and Eves, come on the world. I speak of you, Eve, and that Adam. Others say, I am Adam. It is you. You are the Eve. If you are the first, you would have done the same thing.
Yes, the reason
they say the death of Adam affected all of us. Because
Adam,
Adam yourself. The other is the Eve. If you are the first, you would have done the same thing.
In
that case, you can't reject it. And in this world, many send that case unto Eve
Adam.
And unto Adam. But it's good you point it to yourself.
Me,
Eve, what did I do?
Adam,
what did I do?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Aboruganda.
Now, brethren, I want to prove to you that get from the world of darkness.
You
know the body you have is of death.
But
no matter how much you'll clean that body, to get the body from heaven if you want to outlive.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's see the one they call death. You may think death is a word and you find a dead body falling, and that is death.
Death
is an angel who comes for all the spirits of the living. He gets them from this body. If you don't align yourself, he hands you over to hell. Prison of God, and you suffer from there, reaching the day of judgment, where
they
judge and melt your spirit in the lake of fire, for you
will
not be having a body to inherit from it. Now we request you that you continue to understand that the body we have is a body of death, and death is an angel.
He's
the one who made that body. Let's read on here. Revelation 6 from verse 7.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna, nga kyogera nti jangu, ne ndaba, era laba, embalaasi eya kyenvu, n'eyali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa, ne magombe n'agenda naye. Ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi, okutta n'ekitala, n'enjala, n'olumbe, n'ensolo z'ensi.
You've heard very clear.
Magombe yali ku ndogo yakyemu.
Hell was on the yellow horse.
Yeno wano gy'olaba.
That one you see right there.
Tonoko tujajige.
It's a bit smaller.
Aye magombe yono.
Death, but hell is the one up there.
Singa tuwangula kufa.
If you don't overcome death,
ozali mu mundu ogwokubiri.
And you get born again.
Okuwebo mbiri okuva
mu kubiri. Given the body from heaven.
Asita kufa akujja mu mbiri
kuno. If death gets you from that body,
ngakuweleza magombe.
He hands you over to hell.
Ngakuongera mu komera lya Katonda.
Takes you to the prison of God.
N'olemererwa okudda mu nsi yewe
mu gihe. Fail to go to your home country where you came from.
Kuba tulinze lunaku lwa musango.
We await for day of judgment.
Osalibwa musango.
That you got to be judged.
Basanusa omwoyo gwe mu nnyanja y'omuliro bakuggyemu.
Your spirit in the lake of fire.
Ate jjukira okusanusa kuli kwa nnaku zonna.
Remember that melody is eternal.
So olw'ekizikiza ekingi.
Now by the much darkness.
Twasuubira nti oba yeffe
kati. We hoped perhaps it's us.
Era tunatunulako ne tugamba nga nnyumye.
If you look in the mirror and say I'm looking
good. Naye kati omwana mubiri gwakufa.
But you are fighting with the body of death.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga yakukola
and the one who made it
ngo okusinzira ku byamuwebo
according to
okubonyaabonya
what was given to punish
us
and it's possible
banga bagambye
for their sake
at the senjara
he kills with famine
yalino kola urubuto
had to make a stomach
galuli mu system nga nzibu
nyo has a very wild system
era aluteka mu ekirwa de kitawona
it need to put a sickness we never get healed
bachi itanjara
it's called hunger
Buchanga tunonya magezi.
The fastest we thought for wisdom.
Anasansi bade mirukonya kibadde chinzi.
Fail to heal the sickness of hunger.
Era tubera ku dose buli kise.
Every time we get a little dose.
Nkakasanga kumacha wakedde ku dose.
In the morning you had a dose.
Em puliranga otani sofuna pain. Utaka yo pain killer kala kala.
Get a pain you need another pain killer of lunch.
Era mukasera katono.
Ora
mara okulya lunch.
After lunch.
Pain killers eche kuro ino zip.
Pain killers of supper you have to take them.
Banga tebuona.
For it doesn't get healed.
Burado obutawona.
It's a sickness that never gets healed.
Katonda yatulaga ko.
God showed us.
Weyatwala Yesu mudongo.
When he took Jesus in the desert.
Nakuma 10 ane msana ne
chiro. 40 days there and night.
Njalanga temuruma.
He never felt hungry.
Ndi yali asobola tuwa system.
He could give us system.
Njenjala tetuluma.
And we don't feel hungry.
Era kwe mubiri ko twali mu.
It's the body we had in heaven.
Naye mulimu ekirwadde baba mu lubuto.
But sickness in that stomach.
Ufali okakutisenjala burundi.
Death will kill you with famine.
Yalino kuwa omubiri.
He had to give you a body.
Nga bugutema ne jambi ya tisimu ne chuwu.
Cut it with a panga it gets a wound.
Ando manya tisei kitara.
You know it kills with sword.
Solo zensi.
The beasts of the field.
Kauka katini bwe kati akasirika kuruma.
Mosquito bites you.
Nobumbu nobumbu jya
kali. You hit up malaria.
No tandikira wo kusenda.
You begin to groan.
Kati nkugamba bwenda.
I tell you this.
Wewe ibalira ku mubiri guno.
Don't hold on this body.
Kubanga munsiyo na.
For in the entire world.
We singa nyinge kizikiza.
We found the darkness.
Nchikwandaga na tuwafa tutya.
For sunny how we
die.
It's so much.
Teli muntu amanyi burungi wetu
wa. No one knows the exact way Adam died.
Ndama yinto okufa Adam ko yaleta.
And the death Adam brought.
We kuno kwa mubiri.
We are thinking it's the one of the body.
Wabula neunya obisoro bifira.
Whether why are animals to dying?
Nabiondoza byaingira mukibicha Adam.
Maybe they to enter the sin of Adam.
Nedda bangi.
Not my friend.
Okufa kuno kwa mubiri.
The death of the body.
Bachita kweba.
It is called sleeping.
Omubiri kweba se.
The body slept.
Na nyini kweba mukiemu.
Bona was taken out.
Na yokufa kutufa
the rightful death.
Bantu japo mubiri kwa mukuru.
We are taken off the body from heaven.
Ngati tucha asobola sikira kwa kabaka bwa
Not inherit God's kingdom.
Wanowe wali kali manywera ina
tawanyi. Is where all the mess troubling us beginning.
Era ni wangu bade tubulira enji
even though we preach.
Ni wangu bade tukugamba
bichi. We tell you what.
Kulutali treza nsobye
no don't tell you align this mistake you'll never go back to heaven.
Wano manyira nte dini zitta
nyo. This where you know that religion skills so much.
Kubeyo te bakubulira wadde.
They never tell you any gospel.
Ate byo buloko zikati we bituuse.
The salvation where it's reached.
Bali mu byanfuna abasinga obungi.
That in finances most of them.
Ebacha fayo kubula mu.
No more mind of your life.
Waroko kagena muguru.
God save
you. Bakumalira bisera wano.
Waste your time here.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Akati akugamba bwana.
Now he tells you this.
Ubakolise kisoa 15.
First Corinthians 15.
Unyolata.
Verse 50.
Nchimuna ngengo chali mubiri gwe.
As you in this body.
Ujasubira kudayo mu.
You will never go back to heaven.
Lord you know kore kisuboka.
You have to do everything possible.
Uyanira mubiri okuva mu.
To get and yet for the body from heaven.
Katusome.
Bakolise kisoka isura ya 15 olinyula 15.
First Corinthians 15 verse 50.
Naye kino kyenjogera abooluganda. Ngomubiri n'omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda. So kuvunda tekusikira butavunda. Laba mbabuulira ekyama. Tetuli yebaka ffenna. Naye ffenna tulifuusibwa. Mangu ago nga kutemya kikowe. Akagombe ak'enkomerero bwe kalivuga. Kubanga kalivuga n'abafu balizuukizibwa obutavunda. naffe tulifuusibwa.
Olidde bulungi
ekinnobeerawo.
Ateeberezaamu nga bagenda okukufuusa nga tolina mubiri munda gwakubiri.
Change you, you don't have a second body.
Bakukyusa kubanga nalaba abantu nga
bakyusiddwa.
Naye nga bali mubiri kulinganga bw'olaba akakutiya.
They are in a body which appears like a sack. And your bones within a sack.
Nga bali bwe
bati abaana. They are not formed well.
So ng'olwaliro batambula nga skeleton nga mirambo.
They move and they are a skeleton, dead bodies.
Bavuga amamotoka naye nga skeleton
yeteeka mu kkiya. Bones are pressing gears in the car.
Natia abantu kunangu buya
people let me tell you
omuntu ngano sobola omuntu na nene bakulaga mu ndanga ngumba gumba
sebo they show you they are just bone things
ngamulambo sebo bichiketo
ndi dead body driving a car with bones
obukazo
obukutesa women they are holding their cars and the bones are walking in the city
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
na yoru ekizikize ekikunse
no darkness on this world
sitani yasalawo kumira abantu mukizikize ekyo kutamanya
people in darkness of ignorance
bareme kumanya
that they shouldn't know
ebyabawe bitufu mu rusukuru wakato byali bichi
exactly happened in the garden of God
era
and
dukoze tutyo kubichusa
what can we do to alarm and
awe yatandikira wo rutawo ne rubaluka
began a war and it
naka mu muntu taina kudamu mazizi
man should not get back to sanity to understand
you know mukumira mutamanya
have to keep them in ignorance
runaku uliyeri
the other day
tulinda Yesu nga akoma watu mu
Jesus, to come back, we shall mobilize them, fight their God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me tell you, religions on this world, the devil is the one who planted them, not God.
People
who began as if God was with them,
when
they shifted from God to tell us where we came from, I know they too the devil penetrated them. For the agenda of church
is
to give you life where you came from, how you can go back there, how can we save from the troubles of the world. That's the right church.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps God's children.
Give
them light to show them where they came from.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I'll request you one thing. Know that the body you are into is not your body, it's the body of death. Yearn for the body from heaven. The Bible proves us. If you're still in this body, try so much. You groan. Cry. Tell him, Lord, give me a body from heaven. You are my father, you are in heaven. The body I have cannot inherit heaven. How will I get back to you? Right now I'm gotten lost.
God
save me, give me a body from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now
listen.
We cried for many things.
We
cried for cars,
mayumba,
houses,
church,
my house, my car, Lord. But let me tell you, the devil corrupts your mind. That's not your problem.
Emotoka si
kizibu kyo. Car is not your problem.
Nyumba si kizibu
kyo. House is not a problem.
Oyina kizibu ekyakukobya mu rusuku.
A problem just from the garden.
Katonda yakugamba
God told you
when on your back
and you seek the kingdom and righteousness the rest I'll add you
na kugamba
he told you
manye chewetaga
know what you need before you ask
na yesonge eri ludawe ganyo kuchipa
what is the reason refusing to give us
kumanga katonda achimanyi
because God does it
busibu chiwe tuhamukole
what did we do to him
nga hata manye chewetaga na hata
he knows what we need and doesn't give them to us
na alinda tusabe
and he waits us to ask him.
Kubanga katondo no mulaba.
For you see God.
Unakurumu ya chitegera kwa ntweta
agobera mu rusuku. Did you need to be the garden?
Nana chitegera.
Did you eat?
So muntu okubera ikasi kirundi.
Man to be alone is not good.
Najali tukolera.
He did things for us.
Natukwara.
He took us in the garden.
Katulo kwati twabisaba.
Because we ask for
them. Twamanya makuru gabyo.
No their meaning.
Twadda mukuzanyira kuzanyira
mu joke in the things.
Katinaga mba mulino okunsaba.
Now you have to always ask me.
Atani no kulinda ko.
And have to wait to give you.
Kumaro kuzura makuru
gabyo. That you discover the importance of what you're asking.
Na ife tuluza katonda yateka utu musabiri.
Please God put it in place. We beg from him always.
Katonda si chikendiru wachi.
God is not in a situation that we always ask him.
Wabada ya linsobiya.
But it was our mistake.
We are to yeeza.
When he planned for us.
Natuma roko kose so.
After using wrongly.
Natuma gamba kuwa
bituwa. And we tell him you are the one who gave them to us.
Yesu yeba.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati mkusaba.
Now I request you. More problems we've been calling so much problems. There are no more problems. The problem you have, you don't have a body to go to heaven. And it's surprising you're not a child of God.
Because
the body you have is not of God, is of dead. And God is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. You have to try to see. You get life which is complete.
And
you're going to see the goodness of God.
So
God watches over his children.
And
he has required us to become children. He speaks like this. 2 Corinthians 5. There are many things we've been crying for.
But
I want to reveal you this word. What you cry for is not your problem. Things we need, they are all on this earth. Angels who could bring them where they are. Because they were in America. But we have a problem.
We've
not reconciled with him.
What
a mistake we did in the garden. 2 Corinthians 5:1.
Kubanga tumanyi, obanga ennyumba yaffe eyensiisira ey'omunsi eryabizibwa. Tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda. Ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono. Eyemirembe n'emirembe ey'omuggulu.
Tulina ennyumba yaffe.
We have this our house.
Jukira guno omubiri.
Remember this body.
Nyumba.
It's a house.
Eranga gwe mwoli mundomo.
You yourself, you are in that body.
Tovura okuva mbagambo omugenzi.
When you get out, they say the legs.
Yagenze.
He is gone.
Naye ogenze.
But where have you gone?
Munango uliko nyumba jowana
abantu abantu. You are on the house praising I do God. My God.
Okano tewera bangana.
Yet you have never seen yourself.
Let me tell you,
what a person is on this world is amazing. They forget them in ignorance. In the world of darkness, of ignorance, and of not understanding. We are in this tent, but we feel we groaning. We are yearning for the body from heaven. This one will be destroyed any time. God finds you when you're naked, and a naked spirit without body. Will you inherit heaven?
Behold,
troubles are no more your troubles. Those are works of God to take care of his people, and to feed and to make them drink. But you got the works of God and you took them over, you're doing them. Working on your path to align yourself
and
to seek the kingdom of God where it is. You reach a time and while you touch, you say blessing. But church, we turned and we sold things for this world.
Apostles
are stretching eyes on cars.
Anybody
preaches ends in a car.
No, we show one.
Did God send you to preach cars to us? Whether Jesus preached to that,
maybe
they are Jesus, but not the one of heaven. For they are Jesus of this world. Of
let
me tell you, Jesus put in place all those things.
The
iron makers from Jesus put them in place. Everything they use is his. The world and its fullness is his. Didn't even refuse to give us.
The
trouble we've not reconciled with him.
Cry
for the body from heaven. We are crying tears for school fees.
Oh, yes.
My Jesus! I have taken long to build. You think that's what he told you to cry for?
Told
you cry for knowledge and understanding.
And you
understood, cry for the body from heaven.
Or
if you dare get it. Bible shows even in a thousand you can't miss in them. You appear. Put his eyes to watch over you, protect and fight for you.
Remember,
then we ask for protection, rather.
In
a job, you ask for protection. If you sow a seed for that job, let's
repeat
this verse. 2 Corinthians 5:1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti, obanga ennyumba yaffe eyensiisira ey'omunsi eryabizibwa. Tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda. Ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono. Eyemirembe n'emirembe ey'omuggulu. Kubanga tusinda mweno nga twegomba okwambazibwa. ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu.
Nti tubeera mu eno naye nga Mukama tumugamba.
We are in this state we tell God, Jesus.
Nyamba ndeme kusinganibwa
nga ndi bwereere. Help me not to be found naked.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga ayogera.
For he speaks.
Okubikulira satu.
In Revelation 3, verse 16 to down.
Tuwewana nti oli mugako oyina amayubu
nabi. Praise yourself, you're rich, you have everything.
Oli munaku asasiru ali
obwere. But you're pitiful and a poor person. And naked.
Muzibe wa amaso.
A blind person.
Kora baji wavato manyi.
Don't see where you came from, where you're going.
But
church, what we speak of today is that we build churches, we drive cars, which are expensive. Now you see you've settled.
I'm
not against getting rich.
What
I profit in this world, and you finish it, and you forfeit your soul.
It's good to accept the deity of
God. 100 in heaven and on the world. Once you first get heaven, even here I will give you. Now why have you left another? You speak when you eat this world. And you speak heads to hell, you will be well. The rich man in hell. What did it profit him?
What
doesn't want to be poor? But he says, not be rich when his riches are getting rather destroyed. Now let's balance the two. 100 in heaven, even on the world 100. God is a justified God. They will preach to us are not justified people.
For
he preached us the side of the world. And in heaven you have zero.
You
have negative because zero is counted.
But
even demanded God, oh you owe God.
Have
an obligation, but not on the body. But the spirit. And the spirit it is God himself.
Amen.
Who do we owe? Do you know you have
negative
in heaven? You have nothing there? You to owe God your first serious problem. When, how will you pay him? But I thank him.
For
he calls us to buy without what to use.
And
he has mercy. Have no money, you can't pay me.
You
need to even buy. Let me buy you with the blood of my son. He bought us just. Let's finish here.
Tulimba Korinso, ekyokubiri sura ya kutano, olunyiro lwa kusatu.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 3.
Bwe tuli abizibwa, mpozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere. Kubanga ffe abali mu nsiisira eno tusinda nga tuzitowererwa. Si kubanga twagala okwambula.
Okimanyi tusinda.
We are groaning.
N'obuzito bungi mu mubiri
guno. Even heaviness is much in this body.
N'omira eddagala lyenjala nga tokoma.
Take medicine of hunger, you don't get healed.
You know,
cooking, eating, go to toilet, come back, eat.
I hate
that lifestyle. Maybe you enjoy it yourself. And you give it medicine in the morning. By one, the signs are beginning to yawning. You're hungry.
You know
the sickness has arisen again.
In this
body we feel much happiness.
No, yeah, no, can imagine. No, come on, no, yeah.
Toilet, every year, what is that trend?
No, you're saying, why you know,
you wash them, you marry, and you're wasting time in that trend.
Then, no, Nako, we say,
I hate this world.
Kuranga, Marika, Nasinga, Babira, Mongoza,
they don't wash their clothing, are always clean.
By another company, Mongoza,
have a company to manufacture clothing for themselves in the
country.
They are like a hen, it makes feathers for itself.
Have you ever
bought your hand clothing?
It
gets off this and brings out new. That's how we are meant to be. Manufacture clothing you want.
You say,
and you buy, you tear, buy, you wash. That trend.
After they will
take you in hell, you suffer. Yet you've suffered on the world.
The
day of heaven used to just vanish. And you end where you want to go. But right now, if you don't buy this, it will trouble you. You buy petrol, the world troubles.
Nestani yakula kuli mirembe.
The devil showed you a peaceful.
Castor yon.
As long as you're there.
Goroza chirunyi nyoke ne manjo
kuva. It's good to go to toilet, you get from there, eat and go back like that.
No mubiri nangwo kwenyine okumanya gwa kufa.
Body is of death.
Na komera lyenyine.
It's a total prison.
Wanga nakwo ne chidoli obera.
For even you have your toilet with you. But the body of heaven, they don't have those parts.
Kale tusinda.
Like we grow in this body.
Ngatwege ile Katonda.
If we blood to God.
Tusonyiwe tata.
Mercy to us, Lord.
Kwa mbili kwa fogwe yo mkuru kwa tuja konga
kuli kusho. Body you took from us in the garden.
Kati tweta go kutabagane kana.
Now we need to reconcile with God.
Kwa mbili stani ya tulage mtu birala.
The devil showed us other things.
Enjiri kankubuye
the gospel.
Natambula munsino munsi yomoyo.
This world in the spiritual realm.
Nengungana makunganiro.
I gathered different
sinners. Nebanza mirembe jenda.
It took me olden generations.
Kati batu nyonyola jizibu chechi tufu echa
tuba. They never explained the problem which happened on earth.
Era katonda abantu abade batuka mkuwa akuwalula buwalusi.
People who were reaching heaven, God was just dragging them there.
Obade notu ukayoru akumanyo.
You were not reaching there for knowledge.
Naye abade awalula buwalusi.
God was just dragging people to heaven.
Kuwalula na kuisa katu mungu bawalula mmanyi biya itamu.
And
have you
ever dragged something?
You drag
it and pass it through problems.
It's there, there, and it keeps
in that trend.
But they're
not going to heaven for knowledge. For his people are desperate for lacking knowledge.
We don't
know what happened to us, what we need.
If
people preach, I wonder what they preach. Problem is there and
we are going to
implore God. We are going to implore God.
It
is the time to reconcile with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That will restore us that body.
2
Corinthians 5:16. We are told these words.
2 Corinthians 5:16. Okusooka lero kye tuva tulema okumanya omuntu yenna mu mubiri. Okumanya ni wankubadde nga twamanya Kristo mu mubiri. Naye kaakano tetukyamumanya nate bwe tutyo.
Kakati buli tukutunuulira
leero.
Tetwagala kutunuulira face tugamba oyo ye gundi.
Don't want to look at your face and you saw this is this person.
Era tumanyirawo ogundi ali munda eyo naye ayambadde omubiri gwo.
And we know that person is in that body but is clothed the body of death.
Praise
Jesus. What you pray for them is one.
You
want them to give it a body from heaven.
They
want to just see you on the body. If we saw so and so is there. If they bury you in the ground, shall we see you again?
That
clothing you clothe is just troubling you.
And
you are in the mirror, you cut off your eyelashes, you paint them back. Align and work on your inner man is
vital.
It's not clothed with a body to go to heaven.
Just
clean your body physically. But you forsook yourself so much. You abandoned yourself inside your naked, not clothed. And the other, you are a dead body. Though you don't want to believe that. I don't speak they were born again.
I speak of you
who feels you're not yet born again.
You
don't have a body from heaven,
but
you did know even of it. But it's very easy.
You
get born again. Very easy.
Amen.
Very
easy to be given that body.
After
you accept the mistake you committed in the garden,
of
wanting to become God, and of conniving with the devil that you capture his throne.
Second Corinthians 5:17.
What helps us to love you so much?
Christ
Jesus in real.
In
the clothing of body from heaven. We no more honor you according to what you are. Whether you have money or not.
First
look at the inner man. The golden body you have been given. The burial stones you have.
And
we say we no more regard you the way you are.
And
if we understand understood this in salvation, they wouldn't have been segregating in people.
They
are rich, have corporate
citizens.
Do you know the body of the person who is not born? Do you know the worth of the body? And one finger is worth trillions of dollars, is of gold. We shall see that board ahead. And the person of God is saved. Because another drives, another driving. You begin to segregate them. People
have
knowledge. God sent us to bring people knowledge. To save money for destruction.
There are
so many you're going to know them. And you reach where the source is, that you go, let's go and gather it from where it goes down there.
It's
flowing to you and it's
going.
If you reach the source, you reach, begin to gather and take.
Gather
knowledge and understanding and knowledge. Don't get back and wait for where the streams flow from. For the ones you've made rich, there are the streams going flowing. Now you've come at the source. You gather and make. You
too
go and give others. And they who have reached, they don't drink stagnated water.
Ezekiel 34.
Don't call it an easy sin to drink
water
and to eat food which is nice. He speaks of his word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because of that, brethren,
goes
on in Corinthians, tells us, you don't want to know you eat the body.
When you
have a car or house,
you
praise the Lord. But
all
of us, we appear in the glorious body of heaven. Every person is glorious before God. Those you segregate among people,
I hear
even in heaven whether you do that. Will it be possible? We thank God. He's given us things of the world. Houses, cars,
prayers,
and all those. That's not what honors us before God. All those will pass away. We yearn so much for he who's gotten totally born again. Who has been cleansed? They will reconcile with God. They will be given the light of knowledge. Is very precious and valuable.
Bakolins 5:17. Naye byonna biva eri Katonda. Yatabaganyisa naye yekka ku bwa Kristo. N'atuwaffe okuweereza okw'okutabaganya. Nti Katonda yali mu Kristo ng'atabaganya ensi naye yennyini, nga tababalira byonono byabwe, era nga yatuteresa ffe ekigambo eky'okutabaganya. Kyetuva tubeera ababaka mu kifo kya Kristo, Katonda ng'afaanana ng'abeegayirira mu ffe. Tubeegayirira mu kifo kya Kristo.
We
employ you in one thing.
God
the Father himself, he made us chase us from the
garden.
He decided to come in the Lord Jesus to reconcile with us, that we get back there. And Christ left messengers, prophets and apostles, and
the
Spirit led them.
We
want to beseech all people to reconcile with God, who chased them from the garden, that they
come back.
Them off the board of heaven, that
so is
in the moment
ye,
reconcile people with their God, that they reconcile over what happened in the garden of God. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
After reconciling with him, he can give us the body from heaven.
If
we get to be his children again,
and
we see that in the heavenly realm, and on the world we remain to be ambassadors,
but
already we've reached heaven.
For
being a body from home in heaven,
if
an American is in
Uganda,
he is not a Ugandan, for he's an American.
And
the body has of America. The everything. Because we have a body of heaven, we become people of heaven. Here we are ambassadors.
Okutabagana kutandika kutya?
Reconciling begins how? The Father says, when He called us, we are not there. Up to
today,
He calls many people, but they don't hear His voice. He says, come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, move on to hide from him. For in the garden where we had him, we ran from him. That's where we began from. We want to tell you, when Jesus called the weary and the burdened, why he told us to hear his voice again. Up to today, many generations, by people continue to run from God. But God says, come, reconcile with me. People are running far from him. Adam and Eve,
they
had the voice of God. They told them, run and hide.
Kati yengiye je ya mazima.
Gospel of truth comes.
Kuburira bitufu.
Tells you the right thing.
Dani akukubiriza duka wewe.
Therefore is telling you run and hide from it.
Bino byaliwo mulo shuk.
This happened in the garden.
Luberebere spray okusa.
Genesis 3.
Onyoro munana.
Verse 8.
Luberebere esula eyokusatu nolinyirwa munana. Nebawulye dobozi ya Mukama Katonda ngatambula mulo shuk mu kiseera ekyempewo. Umusaje ne mukazi we nebekweka mu maso ga Mukama Katonda wakati.
You hear what they did?
As they
had God come speaking,
therefore
told them, run and hide. Don't hear a God again. And he called them. Genesis 3:9.
Mukama Katonda naayita omusajja n'amugamba nti oli luyi wa
Adamu.
Adam. My God.
Eva.
Eva.
Itaba.
Answer.
Itaba now.
Answer.
By itabwe now.
They are calling you Adam. Why do you tell me?
Who did the katembe?
You hear the drama which was there?
Agendo kuita.
As he called.
Bari
the others have hidden.
Kasitaba uri katona anga.
If they had God come.
Badukira we misi.
They ran quick.
Wabula kuwa choku iwe.
A good lesson.
Bible ya iraga.
Bible shows.
Nti haba katona ba uri
the day of God hear God's voice. Now, as you see the
time,
he speak, he calls you to get back home. He calls you to reconcile with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
in that moment,
Adam and Eve.
God calls him, insists in hiding. God knew what Adam had done and the situation he was in. He called him. God doesn't mind the situation you are in, whether you've been a
murderer
or a thief. He has been
saved,
but he calls you, come now. Now you are hiding more. What should he do? Genesis 3 verse 10.
Nayogera nti mpulidde eddoboozi lyo mu lusuku ne ntya.
I have
gotten afraid, Lord.
Lwaki?
Why?
Kubanga mbadde bwereere nneekweka. Nayogera nti ani eyakubuulira nti obadde bwereere?
Ani yakugambye?
Who told you that you are naked?
Namugamba.
I told him.
Kitegeeza wakoze ebintu
biri byonna. Means you did the other things.
God knew
when Adam touched the tree,
they
are going to be taken off the board of heaven in a twink of an eye, and he will appear in this body of flesh, the body of death.
And
it's what has parts which are private. When it happened on him,
God
told you, you did the other thing.
You
can't be naked when he didn't do that.
God
already knew he was
fire.
Yes, already gave him the other body. Genesis 3:11. God knew that Adam had already fallen.
If you didn't eat of it,
you would not have seen yourself naked.
He said
that Adam had been changed.
He
was given a body of death. Yes, he was praise Jesus. What I can tell you, you try to call him, but he insisted in hiding.
He
moved on to hide. And got those words. Are choosing us hide from him. And we condemned the devil and go deeper in hiding. He came and
chose
us Isaiah 50. Let's begin from verse 2. Isaiah 5, verse 2.
Bwe najja, kiwava walemu okubaawo omuntu ki? Bwe nayita, tewali eyandiyitabye?
Yayita Adam.
He called Adam.
Omanyi ebintu ebimu wali gwe mulubereberye tobiraba.
You know something in Genesis you never saw.
Ayina we yabiteeka eno.
He is where he put them elsewhere.
Adam kaseera we yali ayita Adam.
The moment he called Adam.
Bombiri basooka ne bagaana
okubaawo. Both of them refused to answer him.
When
he called, no one answered.
Adam.
If answer him. It's you that have called. I am the man. You answer. You woman answer. It's you that gave the command. You did it yourself. You brought things of the devil. The arguments were too much among them.
The
father calls them, come. I knew what you did.
And
they refused to answer.
You know,
it took time without answering God. He had to first look for them.
I
see you hiding in the tree. Get out from there.
Because
he was not seeing them.
Can
you hide from God? But they had insisted in hiding. That's why he said, I called you, refused to answer me.
Adam
answer. It is me and you. I speak you the woman. And you man. We never answered. And that pained God so much. You sinned. I'm calling you, insist in hiding. I want to help you. You don't want my help. I can't save you. You refuse salvation. He accuses
that
moment the God says, he already accepted to give up his son. In that moment, he was to give us salvation in that moment. But for refusing to answer, he said, let's judge them from here. They have entered in beheadedness in those heads. If you think I'm lying, listen that verse as it's finished. He was able to save us at that moment.
For
even hell, he had not created for the people. He created for the devil and his fallen angels, not human beings. But refusing to answer, it affected us so much. And he said they have entered in another evil mindset. You read and finish that verse.
Isaiah 50,
verse 2.
Kiwava walema okubaawo omuntu ki?
In the place he put them, he didn't find them.
Bwe nayita, tewali eyandiyitabye.
Ate ne mbayita,
even called on both, no one answered. And God angered. He said this.
Omukono gwange guyimpa wadde, ne gutayinza n'akatono kununula.
Said it was
my hand. Would I not be able to save you in that moment?
Oba sirina maanyi. Oba sirina maanyi na katono ga kuwonya.
Nali sobola barukola.
He was able to save us.
Nali nsobola ladda.
He said I was
okubarukola mu kasera ako kennyini.
That exact moment.
Singa bwe yatuyita bana
ndi kugamba ta. He said, Father, have mercy. Forgive.
Mutufu. Tukutte ku mutine katira
wote fana. But now look at we here.
Wadda mukwekweka.
You hate.
Na kubikirira ku bibi.
Covering your past our sins.
Ati ni kwekweka.
And we hate.
I couldn't
save in that moment. Revelation
13:8.
He offered the son from the
prison
of heaven. He was save them and wash their sins immediately. We rebelled. We refused to answer. That's why in 10 Psalms it says, if you are the voice of the Lord your God, don't harden your hearts again. Who does come? Tell me, what has happened on you? Lord, we have messed on you. You know what? He fought forcefully for us. After seeking, Adam said,
Eve, the woman.
I don't know whether you had a problem. How dare you give me Eve? You beg, it is you who brought it.
I abused it, but
it's you who instead me to do that.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Let's get back to Genesis here.
We
take away the darkness. Darkness the devil put on the garden and what happened there. But the light of the Bible moves on to shine. To tell us the exact which happened. Which caused the troubles we are into now. Genesis 3:11.
Olidde ku muti gwe nakulagira obutalyangako. Omusajja n'ayogera nti omukazi gwe wampa okubeeranga nange yampadde ku muti n'endya.
Kati Katonda.
Now God.
Omusango gugwo.
The case is your case.
Kubanga gwe wampa omukazi.
For you gave me the woman to be with her.
Kati ekyo kyali kyetaagisa.
I told you that's the truth. How dare you tell me the woman this time?
Jukira,
remember,
when you got happy,
he said, dream over my rib, a lot of words. God never again gave us his options. He said, now ask from me.
And we
have to first be in need. He knows what we need, even now. He said, I know those ones. Last time I gave them Eve to Adam.
When
he said, he was done that to him. I will not do that. When he came in Proverbs, he told us, he finds a woman
to
marry against paper, I will never give you a woman. I will never bring you a woman. You are sitting out there. That's where God brings you wives. I hear men. Still have that mind in you. After the woman will anger you say, God, you gave me this woman. You brought her even in a dream. I was not going at all, but you brought in a dream. Now we say, go see her yourself. You come inquire from me after. Lord, is she the one?
But all
of him
said,
that's why you are in churches. Salive, betting and waiting God. Others have gotten all the
waiting.
Go and see God will not show you, will never bring. That is Proverbs 8.
You see
a woman. If
a
woman, see a man inquire from
God.
If you give paper, it's okay.
But don't think
that you wait God that you pin him again.
You tell him the pastor to come.
It means I am the one who has a problem. Why did Jesus carry our burdens? He said, okay, all your beating, let me take them off.
I gave Eve.
Okay. Whoever never believes, he is already condemned. If you don't believe the beating, Jesus, they are yours. And repent. You were chief in committing that sin. Now salvation is not a story. Not a word invented.
For
other people, salvation is a new religion. No. It began right
in the garden.
We needed him, we never realized it. That's why I said, you thought I could not save you? Now the religion of salvation is new. Who tells you? We needed it from the beginning. But we didn't know what we needed. We took the case to him and he carried it. And the Holy Spirit convicts. Isaiah 53. That the punishment of the
nations
was put upon him.
He covered
our sorrow. For we accepted. We told him, Jesus,
now know your Katron,
and that you got the power. It's
Adam,
you who Adam and he messed us up.
Eva,
that your Eve messed us. When you reached Eve, you know what she did? And said, it is not me.
The
snake, you created it yourself.
Did
you create Lucifer here?
We accept
the case from the beginning.
Reconcile
with him, we say no.
Adam,
the fruit be, I'm not on that case.
We're
still in arguments with God.
I didn't know what Eve
is. What Eve answered him.
They
tell her, what have you done?
She says,
you put a case on me. Did I create the serpent?
Genesis 3:13. Mukama Katonda n'agamba omukazi nti kiki kino ky'okoze. Omukazi n'ayogera nti omusota gunsenzesenze n'endya.
It's a snake. It's not me. And I don't accept I've done it.
He
did a mistake.
We
need to repent. We told
Eve.
Eve is saying, it's the snake, your snake.
The devil who tempted me.
Instead of repenting,
yes, we was
praise Jesus. But the Lord is good. All that after happening,
he
started to give up his son.
He
said, if you bounce the case to
me,
I will not refuse it.
Me
and my son, we decide what to do. We are going to agree.
He's
coming on the world to die for you, but
whoever
never is condemned, he did it. The case of the garden. That's why the scripture says, read it for us.
John 3:16. Lugamba nti kubanga Katonda bwe yayagala ensi bwati n'okuwaayo n'awaayo omwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo kubanga Katonda teyatuma mwana we mu nsi okusalira ensi omusango.
Though we had the case, he says it's not time for condemning you.
Naye ensi erokokere ku ye. Amukkiriza tegumusinga. Atamukkiriza gumaze okumusinga.
Oguliwa.
What?
Musango
ki? Which case? Of the garden? Say you complained.
Adam,
you say
Eve.
It was Eve.
Atekatonda kuwa mungu.
And God, you gave her to me.
Nakati Eve ena
Adam. Now Eve says,
Lucifer.
It's Lucifer.
Musiota kugu
watondo yosta. It's your snake, you created the devil.
Nagamba kari.
And he said, okay.
Mungambi temuina musa.
You say, have no case?
Kati kangwe tuwa.
Let me take it over myself.
Mungambi zena tonda bombi.
Or you say, I created everything. But if you dare refuse to believe that son,
it
means the case you committed is and you're condemned. And it's already condemned on his
own.
That's where salvation
comes.
Right from the beginning. Don't think salvation to be money. Salvation is not houses. Not salvation. To get saved from the case in the garden. To reconcile with God. That's why in the book of John he says the
husband,
if you refuse to accept your sinners, we make God a liar. But if we accept, he is ready to forgive us. What happened in the garden was
wrong.
Believe we committed a case. He was going to forgive us there. Today we wouldn't have reached where we are now. Adam and Eve did. Eve of the generation.
Now Adam of the
generation.
Now we are.
You too did that.
It
was worth you to give a punishment you pass through now. But when you look at the book of John, it's telling you, if move on to believe that you are a sinner, the Father is ready to forgive you.
Besides
taking the excuse away. Let's read verse
8.
John. Chapter
1,
verse
8. Baluwa yokana esoke sule soka nolu uruwa munana. Bwetuwa geranga, tetulina chibi. Tuweche amia feka.
Omanyengi dike tuweche amia mwane tuwangeza yoru gendoro fi.
How we pervert ourselves and strengthen and
strengthen our judge.
He called us immediately to forgive us.
Netuwe gana.
And we refused.
Netuwe amira da netuwe yongera yo.
And we moved ahead.
Na tukubayo na aga katibubende kunsiya mwe.
Go on your world.
So, ngana mazima tegali mwofe. Bwetuwa natula ABB ya fe. Ye wa mazima ero mutukirivu. Okutusonyiwa ABB ya fe.
Wa mazima.
He is faithful. He is ready.
Okutusonyiwa ABB.
To forgive.
Yari wa kutusonyiwa wa mwofe.
He was to forgive us.
Na yoro wensiko ya stani yari ya mazo tui ingina mu.
But the sin which entered us of the devil.
Okwe kwasa kwasa obusonga
sikunga. The excuses.
No kubiza katonde emisa.
And to bounce back the case to God.
Ya tuvira kwa kukuongera yero. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. He caused us to bring us in the world and took us from the garden. What came next? The battle arose. And God said, if it's that, the devil you had held on or put in enmity between you and him, you're going to beat each other on this world. Now the devil when he reached there, he showed us a no. It's not me, your enemy. Your enemies to stop with your God. We began to beat each other in Genesis.
Cain and Abel.
The one who seeks God, and the one who never seeks him and gets angered over this one. God loves you so much. And the battles began. People ask and say, why is it when others seek God, others get angered over them? Now the battle changed.
People
in the world had to agree and hunt down the devil. And the devil said, I'm going to put
you in the,
you know, it twists and changes things. From then we have and wars in this world. And we fight amongst ourselves.
And
gives him a rumor which is different. And comes here, tells them different. And you fight each other.
Even
the religions you see fighting each other, we speak of one God. Others are on their own thing and others different. And you say, what is this?
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
Mm.
Let's get back to Genesis.
We
want to see what came next after refusing to repent. If we refuse to answer when he called us, and we bounce back the case, this is what came next. Part of what is hidden before human eyes,
and
their mind has been blinded, and they don't know what came next.
Tubereberye essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriro 14. Mukama Katonda n'agamba omusota nti kubanga okoze kino okulimiddwa ggwe okusinga ensolo ez'omu nnyumba zonna, okusinga buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko, onootambuzanga olubuto, onoolyanga enfuufu ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwo.
Kaakati ekikolimo ekyabaawo mu sitaani
omwo. The curse which happened to the devil,
amanyiddwa ng'omusota,
known as the serpent,
obikudwa 12:7,
Revelation 12:7,
ennyonnyola nti sitaani omwo,
explain the devil,
gwe musota ogwedda, guli ogwedda ogw'omu lusuku,
the old serpent of the garden,
musota ogwedda,
the old serpent,
ye sitaani mwenyewe,
the devil himself,
yamugamba,
he told him,
ogulimiddwa okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu
nsi, are you above all animals of the fields?
Era bw'ogenda mu Zaburi 19,
when you go Psalms 1, oh, 9.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
They will tell you he was cursed. And he clothed the curse like a clothing and a garment. And the curse began to flow in him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, when he read the earth, do you know what he said?
He said,
I am the one who gives blessings. People look for Lucifer in the shrines.
Sitani tayina mukisa kwa kabaka.
Therefore has no blessing.
Alifu wangu kwa abantu bwazanyira.
Human brains playing on them.
Katino ne kino nacho kya amajina na kiri yao.
This is another hidden thing on this world.
Abantu bano bwazanyira sitani ayina.
People think the devil has a blessing.
Kino chizikiza yeye mafera.
Darkness if conned them.
Amanyiki omuntu teba mukolimira lino mukisa ogugwe.
That man was not cursed. He has his own blessing.
Kubanga bibakolimira. Omuntu teba mukolimira.
The one who was cursed, man was not cursed.
Omuntu bamwa wichi bonerezo.
Man was just given a punishment.
Kadisebo kagamba.
How the devil said.
Abantu nawe bakolimire.
You too.
Bajemba wo mukisa.
You people are cursed. Let them come. I give them a blessing.
Ejo najo tugenda chijja pe chizikize.
That's why we are going to take off the darkness.
Tezi sidani aina mukisa.
No devil has a blessing.
Abada azanyira kuzanya ziku bantu.
He's been playing on the
people. Kubati manya abantu bayino mukisa.
For those people have blessings. But what he was doing, he's been making them do evil things. And on their blessing, there cometh dust upon
them.
For your blessing is like a magnet.
It has
powers which draw things you need to yourself. Which is called favor.
Like
the power of the magnet attracting things.
He
knows anytime you sin more. And dust comes on your blessing. You have no power to draw things you need to yourself. And what he does, he tells you, come, I'm going to bless you. You first sacrifice the goat for me. Cut me and sacrifice the child. Why? That when, if a magnet has dust, and you pour blood on the magnet, which is flesh, it can attract through the blood. Now he takes you deeper. He can't take sin from you.
He
tells, bring blood more. And he begins to use your blessing, claiming that the one giving it to you. He himself has no blessing. He uses your blessing. He knows you have your blessing. Blinded the world showed he alone has the blessing.
Yes,
he uses your very own blessing. If the one gives you a blessing, why do you give him blood?
Yes,
praise Jesus. All that is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
But it says Psalms 109. He was cast, got filled with a curse. Let's briefly pass through it. Psalms 109.
Zaburi 19. Katandike onyule 16.
Zaburi ya 19 n'olunyiriro 16.
Psalms 109.
Kubanga teyajjukira kusaasira, naye n'ayiganya omuntu omwavu eyeetaaga.
Twali mu lusuku.
We were in the garden.
Teyalowooza naye banne omuntu ngenda mutuuka. Ngenda mutuusa mu buzibu.
I'm going to reach this person in the problems.
Wabula yeye yali agamba oba butuuka mwa butuuka.
Say if he reaches them, let him reach them.
Oba bamugoba mu lusuku bamugobe.
If they chase him with the garden, let the chest.
Zaburi ya 19:16.
Psalms 109:16.
N'oyo yalina omutima ogumenyese okubatta.
Ate teyajja n'atulimba.
Did he come lie us and we died?
Weewaawo yayagala okukolima ne kutuuka gy'ali. So teyasanyukira kusaba mukisa ne gumuba wala. era yayambala okukolima ng'ekyambalo kye.
Omanye yali kerubi.
You know he was a kerubi.
Nga bw'olaba kerubi.
Like you see the two.
Ne bamufuula nga dragon.
And he was made like a dragon.
Nga alina emitwe musanvu.
And he has seven heads.
Amayembe kumi.
Ten horns. And was made something which is like a dragon. And to appear in people. In those days before he was imprisoned. Today Jezebel is the one doing his works.
Jezebel
is one of the first fallen angels to join the devil. And the other fallen angels. And they beat them and affected by the war. And they appeared funny people. The ones we call aliens.
That is done.
Now the devil.
To make
a body for himself which glitters. He is supposed to drink blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What you know
is this.
God
filled with the curse
in
the bones in the veins of him. He asks for blessing he gives. But
Bible
shows he will always eat dust. And that dust is not this dust out there. That shows that he eats that dust.
And
the
snake,
I found it eating the dust.
I
found it in its
hole.
It makes like soil. It perhaps it eats soil. Remember the human being. Their body was made from dust. He drinks blood from the human being. And they say we eat dust. And you remember. Man was made from the dust of the world. You don't eat the other dust.
That's why
demons want to be in the people sucking blood from them. To be able to get the little life from them.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
That
he can get what? A little life.
That
comes and makes the body of himself. And he appears like an angel of light. If they bring the real image of him, you may never get back to a shrine. You know Genesis 9, verse 4. In your blood there is a little life.
Now
that life the devil is what they need. And they keep you on your blessing.
And
you're giving sacrifice. He himself has a blessing. Person greater on this world. They come with their blessing on the
world.
Before you give it a blessing from heaven.
Where
you give a tithe and offering. There is a blessing upon your life. Let's read briefly of it. Once
you
wind up, time is past. Ephesians 1:3.
Yeebazibwe Katonda Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo, eyatuwa buli mukisa gwonna ogw'omwoyo mu bifo eby'omu ggulu mu Kristo. Nga bwe yatulondera mu ye ng'ensi tennaba kutondebwa, ffe okubeera abatukuvu abatalina kabi mu maaso ge mu kwagala.
Yes,
ogenda
okuletebwa mu lutu lwa maama
wo,
waliwo omukisa ogujja naawe.
There is a blessing coming with you.
Omukisa ogwo,
that blessing,
tuguyita magnet.
We call it a magnet.
Evaka amanya agayitibwa favor.
Out of which comes power called favor.
Nga ne bakwogerako owa ku mulimu
bakwagala, bakuwa kino. They love you, they
yes,
favor you. Praise Jesus.
Naye nga kutekebwa ku mwoyo
ogwo. But it's put upon your spirit.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Given you
as you're being born on this world. That
way,
most young children have their favors.
Yes,
you ever
see.
You give birth to a child, throw them on the way. You find they have taken the child, they are nursing
her.
But you, big man or big woman, refuse to work. You go sit on the road. And you begin to beg.
Bagambara bazondo
oyo. Look at this mad person.
Umanyi muno temuli mu bisajja
na kazi. No men and
women. Yogende kutisajja kwena chikazi
kusaba bali. No woman, I don't see them here. We are here children of God.
What way you bisajja?
They are funny men out there.
Yeye kwasenda kuna byetuza tuza kumakubu.
They claim to sit on the roads.
Nebuli akitaka.
Whoever passes them say.
Era botabe era kubule.
If you don't have. Can you throw a child there? They can even beat you if they see you. For the child has a blessing upon them. Sit there when you have matured. They will pick me. Let me sit here.
Oh, wait.
You are joking.
Oh, Makisa, what will you do?
Your blessing got filled of curses. Maybe since now it's been cleansed.
We're going
to request to one thing. Your blessing, you have it. What the devil has been doing? He's been putting sins, bringing sins upon you. That's the dust.
He's
been covering your favor. For he knows it. If a person does two sins, remember the sin of the
garden.
Man was not cursed. If you insist on more sins, you are cursed. Have you understood that? Deuteronomy 28.
Hearken
unto my voice, you refused in the garden.
Obey
my laws,
commandments,
the blessings will follow you. If you refuse to hear my voice,
Deuteronomy
28 speaks. 15. Not hearken on my voice. Obey my laws and commandments, these curses will be following you. That's why you see. None of us wakes up in the morning to ask for curses, but they are always following people. Why
doesn't
the blessing to follow us?
Amani.
The power which is on your blessing called favor.
Has
to draw your customers, your friends.
Matono.
They are few little power.
Yesu.
But we thank Jesus. Because the devil
doesn't
take away sin, but it survives you with sacrifice, the blood.
Use
your blessing to claim the
Yesu
you. What Jesus did
to you.
Your blessing to outlive. If it's increased, it be taken elsewhere. We still have a few things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What I try to say, brethren, many things happened in the garden, but man never knew them.
Today
we fight to know that.
And
therefore kept people in the world of darkness. If you happen that appear on Thursday, on Friday,
we
begin where we end here on the journey of heaven. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we see the schemes of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We reach the number 666, and we see the second six.
We see
10 major fallen angels, and the way they decided divide the planets. The names of the planets you see there, they are not the rightful names of those planets.
Pluto.
Mercury. Is God of the Romans.
But
in the schemes, they took over the planets and shared them among themselves. They named them after their names.
Even
when the their space was captured. If you want to know that, on Tuesday we see the schemes of the devil, and on Wednesday, you'll move on to know where purgatory comes from. It comes from this Pluto planet, the planet we know as the ninth planet,
God of underground.
The God of the underground, purgatory. Where they say that you first go there, things are out there.
Yes, you
raised your
hand.
If you move on to be here, you see those kids on Tuesday and on Wednesday. Thursday, move on with the yarn of heaven. This is what we shall see on Thursday. Let's read in Genesis 3.
Genesis
3:15.
Nange obulabe, n'abuteekanga wakati wo n'omukazi era ne wakati w'ezzadde lyo n'ezzadde ly'omukazi. Ezzadde ly'omukazi lirikubetenta omutwe naawe oliribetenta ekisinziiro.
Obulabe buno buli butya, olutalo no lwabalukawo
lutya?
Sitaani lwaki
atulibubi?
Lutalo lwabalukirawo mu lusozi. Wabula nagambye sitaani yalulwanyisaamu n'aluteeka wakati
waffe.
Era amawanga n'amawanga gali mu
kulwanagana.
Twalina kwekobaana ne tulwanyisa
sitaani.
Nga buli amulabako.
And they make an alarm.
Umulabo otya?
Another, how do you see him?
Mbadde ono nga ngamba
nzibe. He tells me to
stay. Una bada ngamba kubba.
He's telling me to
stay. Abada agenda okwenda. Abada ngamba okwenda
mahali.
Tuite ba malaika ba munoni.
There's called angels to look for him.
Na yoba ocha kube enduru.
But as you're alarming.
Ngomubi aga.
And the thief says.
Mama jangwe na
sita. Therefore come on my side.
Singa tachi alimu
monsi muno. He wouldn't have been in this world. As he
chased
him calling him in his train right now. Jaja, grandfather, come.
Yes, he was
raised in us. I'm going to commit it on who? Now listen.
The battle
was to fight the devil. The devil said, among you, fight each other.
He
told us we have to strike his head.
We are
snakes of the world looking for them. As you look for the snake and you see it, and you hit its head. God told us to beat
them.
All the plans of is the devil. His plans will beat them.
That will
bite your heels.
Captured
your destiny. Even
though
you
came from
heaven,
he's
on your heel. He doesn't know. If he bites it,
you
shouldn't move on forward.
Remember,
you are on the journey. He has you to go back. Now the heel. We began to hide it. Where is the snake? You are hiding your heel like that. If you want to know that, what happened? Why do we eat from our sweat? It wasn't be like that.
The
punishment, we had to repent and
finish.
God provide us. And we eat
us.
And
they
to path and pain. A mood of our life, but a punishment. Come get revealed of
them.
Be self of darkness. When the devil has kept his
people
to fight the devil. Spotless. Today we delayed a little. Next Sunday by 9, it's alive.
Today
we began almost 10, this past service.
When we begin 9,
end early by 1. God bless you.